From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. The information war continues. It is Sunday, the 25th day of July, 2010. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Let me throw out some of the news we're going to be going over today. We have a vital stack of economic news. The London Telegraph tells it like it is, just like 3 months ago the Texas Banking Association told the truth. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. The financial reform bill, just like the health care bill, was written by the big banks that own the military-industrial complex and that also own the insurance companies, because they have an Aladdin's lamp, as one listener put it a few weeks ago. They create currency and credit, counterfeit money, and get government to license them to be able to commit a crime that no one else can commit. You try to counterfeit a few thousand dollars of $20 bills, the Secret Service is coming after you. Kind of like that story a few months ago in California out of Sacramento, where the IRS came to a car wash over a 4 cent unpaid bill with two armed agents, but they won't investigate serious white-collar crime in the billions. Oh, yeah, you counterfeit a few thousand dollars, you're going to go to prison for decades. But you counterfeit trillions, you're going to take over the planet and be left alone by the politicians. Or you don't pay billions in taxes, you're A-OK, because the IRS basically has no enforcers for that. Even the Wall Street Journal's reported that. They're all for blue-collar people, not even middle class now. So that's coming up. Also, seven more big U.S. banks collapse on Europe on the first day of Europe's stress test. The stress test is being conducted by the big mega banks. The United States and other nations are losing their AAA rating status to the very same central banks that have engineered this. Then they loan us money that they create out of nothing, out of thin air, with even more interest tagged onto it. That's just some of what's coming up in the economic stack today. Also, I want to get into a very serious report out of the Cypress Times here in Texas. Breaking: multiple ranches in Laredo, Texas, taken over by Los Zetas paramilitary narco-terrorist. And Kurt Nemo's got a detailed report on this. Mexico drug mafia invades Texas. That's up on Infowars.com. I also want to get into AZ Central, the Arizona Republic, News 12, and others, demonizing myself and Sheriff Paul Babiaux. And they try to imply with wordsmithing that I'm a white supremacist. And this caused quite a backlash on the Internet. And the ADL was criticizing the sheriff for appearing on hundreds of radio shows, one of which is kind of a white nationalist show called The Political Cesspool. I haven't ever heard it, but I've read about it a few times. It's tame compared to some programs, but clearly is white nationalist. And then they said, oh, but the ADL says that's not the big issue, that Alex Jones makes them look like George Will. And so he then turns to Babiaux and says, so you're on the white supremacist show, when this show has nothing to do with that. So very, very serious. We're going to be countering that and tying it in with just the fact that all you hear on MSNBC or CNN is race baiting and race pimping all week long. Every time I turn on television, that's all they're discussing. Was this case with this bureaucrat who had said that, you know, he was a white farmer, so I didn't help him as much as I could. And then her full statement, she stepped away from that a bit, and then the farmers came out and said, oh, she was actually nice to us, and now the media is using that for incredible diversions and distractions. The bottom line is here, the media wants everybody at each other's throats, and both the Republicans and Democrats play this game, so we'll be deciphering that today as well. But that isn't even our top story. I'll tell you about our top story when we come back, which is some really exciting, positive news on this live Sunday broadcast, the 25th day of July, 2010. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, you found it, ladies and gentlemen. The front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. The number one radio show online on the planet, and of course, climbing the ranks of hosts that are on the AM and FM dial. That is all a testament to the great work of our listeners spreading the word about this broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition. I am, of course, live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. We kick off at 11 a.m. Central, then I come back with an abbreviated 2-hour transmission and broadcast Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. All times are central. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, jonesreport.com if you want to check them out. And of course, our big flagship sites, the number one and number two alternative news websites in the world, respectively, infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. All right, more ominous news on the economic front. Mainstream news admitting that big mega banks wrote the financial reform bill to give them more power over the U.S. economy. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. That's the London Telegraph headline. That's just part of the big stack of financial news we're going to be going over today. A lot of Tea Party news, major political realignment happening, not just with conservatives, but also people that consider themselves progressives, the new word for communist, which, of course, is all financed by George Soros and the big banks. They love communism. Idiots at the grassroots vote for it. The middle class is destroyed. All the money is handed to the elite, who, on record, don't want a middle class and are waging war against new money. We've also got a Texas newspaper, the Cypress Times, reporting multiple ranches in Laredo, Texas, taken over by Los Zetas. 3 months ago, the media was laughing at the fact that over 80 miles of Arizona is basically off limits to citizens, major highways, roads, and national and state parks. Now that's admitted, with the federal government putting up signs everywhere saying, don't go into these national parks, don't drive down this highway, it's not safe. Well, now that's happening in Texas, and we've got multiple sheriffs and others on record there. And if you want to read the full breakdown of this, Kurt Nemo wrote a story yesterday on Saturday at Infowars.com. Mexican drug mafia invades Texas. Major shootouts. It's just intensifying. A federal judge is making noises that he is going to rule against the federal lawsuit, saying that on its face it appears to have no standing against Arizona, because it doesn't set up checkpoints and arrest Hispanics, as the media has been lying. It says if they pull over a drunk driver or they pull somebody over for speeding and they have no ID and they're an illegal alien, they're going to be taken to jail. Now, if you don't like that system, fine, but it should also be that citizens don't have to have licenses and don't have to have registration. And don't have to have insurance. I mean, if you don't like that and think it's a police state, and it very well may be, you know, 60, 70 years ago, Americans wouldn't put up with that. Now we do. But the question is, why are the illegal aliens above the law? That's because 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities, and they want the illegals here to drive down the wages and to be a voting block to vote for big government and anti-Second Amendment. And that's why I'm opposed to this, because you have a socialist government with all this welfare. You've got hundreds of millions of people worldwide trying to come here, 30-plus million that have come here in the last decade, most of which are on welfare while working jobs as well, but they use it as a supplement. And why not? The government gives it to them. And we've got 46 states bankrupt or on the verge of bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg and their breakdown analysis. So the country is going into depression. We cannot pay for this. So we'll also be discussing that coming up. And I want to get into how the media is using race as their main diversion, their main distraction. And not just the Democrats. Republicans are playing into this as well, though the Democrats are more brazen. Oh, you don't want government health care? You're a racist. You don't want to have gun control? You're a racist. You don't want to have open borders. You're a racist. Alex Jones, you know, criticizes the prior knowledge of 9/11. He must be a racist. In fact, I'm going to play a clip coming up in the next hour of Television 12 interrogating Sheriff Paul Babiou, who we've interviewed, and attacking me for saying Obama is guilty of treason, not securing our borders. I mean, that's what the Constitution states. It's one of the few things the federal government is charged with doing. The feds do everything that's outside their jurisdiction and nothing that's in their jurisdiction. So we're going to be discussing that. But for the first few segments today, I want to talk about this article, and I want to talk about Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. And then I want to open the phones up. And, you know, this is not a radio show where we talk about other talk show hosts most of the time. This is certainly not MSNBC, where it seems to be the Glenn Beck bashing channel. They have so few viewers, and most of their shows have about 250,000, maybe. Their top shows have 500,000. They are a joke. This radio show, conservatively, just with the stations that we're on that actually subscribe to Arbitron, has more than 500,000 listeners per hour conservatively. Well, that's what the top shows on MSNBC have. They are a paper tiger. They are hollow. They are a rotten barn filled with termites. They literally are a joke. I mean, a station like WABC in New York probably has 500,000 listeners, you know, every hour by itself. Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million a day. Coast to Coast AM over 10 million a day. Sean Hannity over 10 million. Glenn Beck over 10 million. This radio show, conservatively, over a 3-hour weekday show, has over 2 million listeners. Over a weekend show, it's about 1 million. Why do we then see advertising rates being charged by MSNBC during their primetime shows that are roughly, and I've looked at their rate card, roughly 40 to 50 times what this show cost, that are roughly 10 to 15 times what Limbaugh charges? Why? Because it's all about being part of the clique, and they're good at being posers, at make-believing that they're the establishment, at make-believing that they have the moral authority, and they've got fancy teleprompters they're reading off of, and these, you know, fancy sets, and they look authoritative. But the truth is, they have collapsed. They're not collapsing. They have collapsed. CNN has collapsed. They've totally collapsed. Fox News, their top show, is 3.5 million viewers. That has a lot of prestige. That is still a paper tiger compared to something like Rush Limbaugh. Or even say, I've looked at the numbers for a show like Beyond the Beltway on a couple hundred stations, only on Sunday nights. I've met the host of it. I've looked at their numbers. They probably got over 1 million people in 2 hours tuning in. And, you know, you can buy advertising on there for peanuts. And I'm not getting into advertising here today. The issue is, this all dovetails with complete congruency with what I heard driving in here. Driving in to the show today, I was listening to a station outside Austin. Our local affiliate, 590 AM, carries Limbaugh during the week. And I was listening to a rebroadcast of Limbaugh for about 30 minutes in the car and on the way to work. It was actually on WOAI. And I was driving in, and I literally almost pulled over. And then once I got here, it was about an hour to showtime, but I couldn't get out of the car. And I was sitting there taking notes during this, And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was as if he was channeling Alex Jones. And let me tell you something. If Rush Limbaugh sounds like Alex Jones, we are really starting to turn the corner. And, of course, I've been critical of Rush defending Bush and his illegal wars and torture. And I've said that Rush is a hypocrite, saying that somebody who's caught with cocaine should serve the minimum 10-year sentence, but he's caught with hillbilly heroin, Oxycontin. And I don't think Rush should go to jail. I think he should get treatment. You know, Rush hurt his back. And a lot of people get addicted to that stuff. Thank God I've never got anywhere near addicted. I had a broken leg, compound fracture, and I have an allergic response. I vomit when I take opiates, so I can't imagine people who like that stuff, but they shouldn't go to prison. You know, I've known people who've been in car wrecks, old people, friends of mine, who are straight-laced, who get addicted when they're in a car wreck. I mean, you break your back or something, but the point is, he says put people in prison when they use drugs that are illegal, but then he's shopping doctors for drugs. But the point is, I got to salute Limbaugh. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile. Plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase. self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, we're back live. I want to get into our top story. And it's not just Limbaugh. This morning, I saw a video clip, 9 minutes long, of Glenn Beck saying everything goes back to Goldman Sachs. He admitted they're not free market, that they're criminal, that they're controlled by the private Federal Reserve, and that they're imploding the economy by design. Then I'm driving in to do this radio show, listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he says there is a secret, and I have the transcript right here from rushlimbaugh.com. He says there is basically a secret robber baron class that is not free market, that hates the middle class and hates new money, and who are a clique and who only promote each other. He zeroes in on Harvard, which I've noticed is where most of these elitists come from, and how they control the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. And then he quoted Trent Lott, the lobbyist, the former senator, talking about how they've got to co-opt the Tea Party, how they've got to go in and destroy Rand Paul, how they've got to block the American people from getting control of Washington. And that's why no matter who gets into office, what president comes or goes, government gets bigger, taxes go up, we lose more of our freedoms. And so this is a big issue because Limbaugh has always basically acted like any big corporation is okay, the big mega banks are good, and that the Democrats are just a bunch of communists when they're not. They're a bunch of social engineers seizing control of society. And he goes on to say these people got their money from the old money, inherited from the robber barons of the past, the great wealth. The people who inherit it don't do anything for it. But it is the great lineage. People who have earned great wealth rather than having inherited it are shunned by the old money people because it's working class to have earned money. It's just not done. It's considered bad. It's considered filthy, gauche. And it's much the same way with merit throughout the ruling class. You don't have to be the best. In fact, if you do the right things and say the right things, you can be an abject failure of mediocrity-wise and still be promoted. And he went on and on and on and on and said these people want to destroy America. They want to consolidate power. He said they're a tiny minority of just a few percentage points based in D.C. and New York. I mean, Rush Limbaugh was telling the truth. And sure, he tells the truth about the Second Amendment or property rights. He's good on a lot of things. But when Bush was ordering the torture of people, he was defending it. And so I've criticized Rush Limbaugh, but the fact that he's having to come out and tell the truth, the fact that Glenn Beck is admitting that Goldman Sachs is a criminal enterprise and the Federal Reserve is private, that shows how mainstream this information has become. I have forced Glenn Beck, and you, the listeners, have forced Glenn Beck to tell the truth, to have any pertinence, to be relevant in any way, and they have pushed people like Rush Limbaugh to come out and tell the truth. And, of course, Limbaugh is quoting an article out of the American Spectator magazine this month, America's Ruling Class and the Perils of Revolution. And the way Limbaugh describes it is the ruling class versus the country class, the people of the country. And he says this ruling class doesn't like America. It hates America. It wants to end the United States. It wants to end the free market. What did the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty say? John D. the First, he said, competition is a sin. They make their money through monopolies. They make their money through control of society. And folks, 15 years ago, I'd get on talk radio and talk about the Federal Reserve being private and how central banks were issuing derivatives. and people looked at me like I had 10 heads. Now, in the last 10 years, that started changing, and now that is not the case. Now, this radio show is listened to by millions of people a day. I have 8 different YouTube channels. One channel alone has 56 million views. 56 million people have watched the videos. If you count all the other channels up and my other films online, just on YouTube, it is over 150 million. 150 million people have watched my videos. And that's all in the last 2 years. That's why last week you saw the Obama deception taken down by YouTube. And they've never done this before. They took the video down and then they restored it when I went absolutely ape Sunday. You went absolutely ape and you made the Obama deception censored the number one search term. And then on Monday, we made another term, Google censors, because they were caught censoring that, the number one term. Then we made Google spies the number one term. Then we made Google cover up the number one term. Then we made another term the number one term, dominating the internet, not just on Google, but on Yahoo. And guess what happened by Thursday? Google stopped censoring us when we were the number one search term. They just left it alone. And then we were the number one term throughout the weekend. So what does that tell you? We are the mainstream media. We are the American people. And it's a tiny clique through intimidation and through posing. They just get up there and pose like they're officials. They just put a crown on their head and say, everybody's got to bow down to us. We're the ruling class. And if you don't want government health care, if you don't want open borders, if you don't want your life run by Washington, itself run by offshore banks, you're a racist. But that political correctness doesn't work anymore. And so the system is in free fall. But I warn you. In fact, guys, reprint me the Financial Times of London. Clinton official says Obama needs new Oklahoma City or 9/11. I want to read that exact quote when we come back from the break. Because now you have all these White House officials and former Clinton people saying if Obama doesn't have a massive terror attack, he's politically finished. That's not Alex Jones saying that. Of course, I've been saying the last year, Obama's approval rating would drop to the lowest in history. It's now done that. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. As soon as he didn't deliver free houses, free cars, milk and honey, it's now come out that his health care bill, written by the insurance companies, owned by the big central banks, raises your taxes, cuts the Medicare and Medicaid. Doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. All these people are saying, where's my free goodies? It was a tax increase. Obama's now admitted last week in the Washington Post, it is a tax increase. The bill creates a federal index of how much you weigh and tracks everything you're doing. It has nothing to do with giving you a free lunch. You think these big, ruthless central banks that have bankrupted hundreds of third world and old world nations in the last 100 years, do you think they want to give you something for free? No, they want to run your life. But I go back to the main issue. It is unprecedented. Unprecedented to see Glenn Beck getting more and more hardcore. And I've been a critic when he was attacking Ron Paul and saying there's no FEMA camps, things like that. The point is, I've been analyzing and watching him, and I got to say, he's really getting good. I'm just here to tell the truth. He's not perfect, and I don't trust him. I know he's a political hack. Limbaugh is something entirely different. Limbaugh's even been linking to PrisonPlanet.com stories, folks. So is the Drudge Report. Things are changing. And Limbaugh spelled it out why he's going all the way now and telling the truth. And I'll tell you what he said when we come back. And I've got the transcript. Again, it's linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nemo's got a big boil-down story that's up on Infowars.com right now that breaks all this down and links to it. We'll tell you about it when we come back. This is really good news.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com. Wow!
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Rediscovering the spirit of liberty. Rediscovering what made this nation great and what made it the light of the world. Thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, the big issue I'm talking about is the fact that Rush Limbaugh has come out and identified that there is a ruling class in America that does not care about free market and wants to consolidate power and controls the banking system and the Federal Reserve, and that they are the great-grandchildren of the robber barons, and that they control the Republican and Democratic parties, and that the Republican establishment is deeply in bed with these people and is planning to destroy the Tea Party movement. That is an incredible admission. And before I get back into that, I wanted to show you this Financial Times of London article that I've been making a big deal about in the last 2 weeks. Obama faces growing credibility crisis is the headline by Edward Luce in Washington. And he quotes Robert Shapiro, top Clinton advisor and advisor to Obama. He says he goes on to say, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Now, they're going to stage terror attacks in this country, and they're going to blame it on the American people. 7 months before the Hatari militia got set up, I was watching some of their videos online, and I said, those guys are feds or being handled by feds with the things they're saying. And it turned out two of the nine members, one was an FBI agent, one an informant, they were the ones making the statements in the comments. And a federal judge ordered their release a month ago, and they were released. And the judge said, this is a complete setup. I mean, that was in the Detroit Free Press. They said, this is a setup. Now, they're busy trying to set up the American people. Remember, a year and a half ago, law enforcement gave me the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. It made national news. We'd gotten countless reports like that under Bush. But it got attention because the Republicans and Limbaugh picked up on it, where it said returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, that's what Homeland Security is for, is to suppress us. That's what they're training for, is us. And now that's been all over the news, and they admit they're training Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled vets. The Explorer Scouts in the New York Times says how great it is. So for Limbaugh and now Beck and others to come out and say there is a criminal ruling class that seeks to dominate this country and that seeks to destroy this nation. I heard Limbaugh say that. They want to destroy America. They want to end the free market so they can consolidate it for themselves. This is the great epiphany. The real wealth in this nation, the mega rich, got it through government contracts, and they got it through government shutting down their competition and writing laws to where they have monopolies and cartels. This is something Republicans will never get through their heads. The Democrats say, oh, vote for more government to stop the big corporations, when any regulations they end up passing are only used to empower those top mega banks. There's only six of them. And here it is again, London Telegraph, today. We have this linked up on Infowars.com. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. Last week, President Obama signed into law the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, hailed as the most sweeping overhaul of U.S. financial regulation since the 1930s. And the article goes on to say that the megabanks wrote it, and it allows them to take over insurance companies, regional banks, and others who've been on record. I keep going back to the Texas Banking Association president 3 months ago, putting out an editorial that was in papers all over Texas, and it was like I had written it, because the guy gets it. And he said, these are the big mega six banks that created the derivatives, which are counterfeiting. They have an unfair trade advantage. This is written so they can shut us down. Goldman Sachs and others have all the major federal regulators. They're going to use this to shut us down and feed us into their system. And now it's passed. Now it's been done. But here's the difference. People now have identified the Federal Reserve and the banking cartel as a foreign corporate overthrow of America. And Limbaugh and others are admitting now, and this is why they're finally telling the truth, they're getting scared, that the old money doesn't like new money, whether you make $100,000 a year or $100 million a year. If you're not part of their click, you are to be destroyed. And the good news is the nouveau riche, the new wealth in this country, has figured this out and understands they're going to be robbed. Look, people can bash the founding fathers. I've studied them in depth. They were the nouveau riche. They were new wealth. They wanted to be left alone to make money. And so they passed the best constitution, the best Bill of Rights the world had ever seen, and it was an engine of incredible wealth and creativity. So there's some truth to historians saying, well, these were just rich guys who wanted to have their own country. Well, yeah, and wanted to be left alone. And so the American people need to understand it's nouveau riche. It's middle class, whether it's 100,000 or a million a year you make or 100 million. It's nouveau riche that have factories and car dealerships and restaurants and golf courses and textile plants and shopping centers and construction companies that give you jobs, that build the society. When you read what the Rockefellers and the globalists say, they want a post-industrial world where they control the currency, they control the industry through carbon taxes, and where no one is allowed to have a job unless it's with them. You never get audited or sued or harassed if you work for a Fortune 100. But when you build your own company, when you set up your own operation, whatever it is, media, it doesn't matter, computers, whatever, and you are an independent, you're not part of the clique, and they come after you. I mean, they hold smaller brokers and banks to an incredibly high standard, which is almost impossible to follow. It's just like campaign finance. 12 years ago, I ran for state legislature for 1 week, and I was already getting huge support. But I read the law, and I figured out there's no way to even run and follow all these laws. I had to drop out. And I had campaign consultants tell me, they said, yeah, Alex, this is written so that if you're a big globalist crook, you can do whatever you want in the campaign, but anybody who's clean, they come after. Notice how a month ago they opened up an investigation of Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty, because they are creating a political organization in America. And what are they being investigated for? Telling their members how politicians voted. They're trying to claim under McCain-Feingold, what passed us 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago, that you're not even allowed to tell somebody how somebody else voted. So all this red tape, all this bureaucracy, all this big government is meant to weigh you down. Meanwhile, loopholes are written into all the laws. Remember what Senator DeMint, who, by the way, Limbaugh talks about the establishment's going after him. That's an internal lobbyist memos that Limbaugh went over. DeMint will get up and say 94% of the Senate bills we passed are never even read or looked at. They're written by lobbyists. Who do you think writes that? Who do you think did this to America? Look, pirates are free market. You go back 300 years ago to Pirates of the Caribbean. Black Bart, whoever you want to pick. They were free market. Were they good? No, they were robbing people. But these pirates have written the laws where they get away with murder, taking over your life, running your life. We're going to take calls when we come back. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244 on this live 25th day of July 2010. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Second American Revolution. You found it.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, HerbalHealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing.
On screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who choose to see more or hear more than just the radio show, you can see the Infowars.com headline. Clash of the Classes. Does Rush Limbaugh finally get it? And he talks about how there's an inbred elite at Harvard, at D.C., in New York, who control the government and use it to rob the middle class and control this society, and that they are basically 21st century robber barons. All I've ever requested of people is that they defend this country. This nation is wealthy, and the greatest wealth is made out of taking control of government and using government to rob your competition. And the fact that the American people have now woken up to the point that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh more and more are telling the truth is a very positive thing. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but I give credit when it's due. And this is very exciting. Think of how far we've come. Again, 10 years ago, you talk about the Federal Reserve being private, you get laughed at. Now it's admitted. Now over 80% of the American people in major polls want to abolish the Federal Reserve. Now, they've just passed a big power grab, but that's their reaction to being exposed. They're seeking even more control. This is going to backfire on them if we get the word out. Now, in other news, the globalists are trying to collapse this country as fast as they can. They're trying to block Arizona and other states from defending the country and enforcing the law against the open borders. We've got a bunch of news on that coming up the next hour. I have been demonized in the Arizona News, the Arizona Republic, and on News 12. and they've tried to twist and deceive about what we really stand for. So we're going to be discussing that information coming up as well during the next hour. But the phones are open now on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244. And right now I'm going to go ahead and take a call from Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We talked before when Craig Roberts was on Washington's birthday, February 22nd. I worked for Reagan during the convention 30 years ago, and I told you some of my experience. I didn't get into all of it, but you caught on very quickly.
Well, that was 6 months ago or something. What you talked about, the reason I caught on quickly, was actually in newspapers. I have in fact, it's in the film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that they told Reagan, look, you're not going to speak out against the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. You're not going to speak out against the New World Order, which he had done. That's how he got so popular. And you're going to put George Herbert Walker Bush on your ticket with the Blue Bloods running things, or you're not going to win. We're going to give it to the Democrats. But you're saying you were there.
Yes, I was there. And the main focal point, I've been in this struggle since I was 16 years old. I'm 49 years old now, and I've been informed since 1977. I'm a friend of Red Beckman and so forth. The focal key, I've been listening to you on and off. Let me say this. I've been listening to you every day that I can since January 7th, and never in your program have you tried to align yourself with white supremacists, so forth and so forth. We're upsetting the apple cart now. Red Beckman said this years ago to me, almost 30 years ago. He said, my prayer, and we're at this time period right now, and you're leading this crusade, and I pray for you every day, but you're spot dead on. He said, where the printing presses and the information from the common man, the butcher, the baker, and the candy man maker will get out there, and they'll stir the pot like nothing before. The Montanans were ahead of everybody else 30 years ago, and that's where we are now. And the key is, basically, I hold some different views. The Reagan Revolution never really happened because it was subverted in Detroit, and those of us that really knew what was happening, that we knew ultimately, yes, he did some things, but ultimately he never was able to cut back government spending. He cut the rate of government spending two or three years. He never was able to balance the budget. So we need true independence, we need true informed people, nonpartisan people, and we need the common man, the people that our forefathers wanted to really rule the country. That's why they set up the common law.
Let me throw this at you, though. I mean, is it not amazing that Limbaugh is now saying there's basically a secret ruling elite that's robbing America?
This is absolutely it's fabulous, because we're at the point where the conscience of some of these people, like Limbaugh, who've been playing along, you know, basically he's been a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. He's been part of the left-right paradigm, but things are shaking.
Yeah, that's the big issue. He came out and said the Republican Party leadership are globalists that want to destroy America, and they're scum, and they're basically robber barons. And that they hate the middle class. I mean, he told the truth, and I've never heard him do this. And he's clearly always known this. The question is, why is he coming out? Well, A, he knows that the American people are finally awake, and he's got the backing to tell the truth. And B, he realizes this country's being completely overthrown. And if he doesn't come out and tell the truth now, we have no chance.
I was there the night that Barry Goldwater came up at the convention. He had a nominating speech for Reagan. And now, Mr. Jones, he said this 30 years ago this month in Detroit. There's a line in that speech, if your people will find it, where Goldwater says, and I almost remember it verbatim. Now, he said this July of 1980. He said there, this may be the last Republican convention, and in a couple weeks, the last Democratic convention. He said this in 1980. He said there are forces aligned against this country, and he may have named them at the time, the Trilateral Commission and whatnot. But we are 30 years down this this pendulum here, and now finally people are starting to wake up. But we have to. I think the most crucial thing, and I listen to you every day, and it's like I'm fighting a severe health illness, and it's the highlight of my day because you're putting all these things together that every day I can't believe that I've waited 33 years to hear these things on the air. It's unbelievable.
Sean, God bless you, and it's my highlight of the day is talking to people like you. But it's not just Alex Jones anymore. This information is so mainstream now that Rush Limbaugh is admitting the truth. And again, the Democrats are so panicked, they're saying we got to stage a terror attack. They are within 1 millimeter of coming right out and saying they're going to stage a terror attack. I read the quote at the start of the segment. So that shows how far we've come, but we're in great danger. Because the establishment is like a cornered rat. And Limbaugh went on to say it's a tiny elite subverting the will of the American people, subverting the Constitution. And, again, I don't like coming on the air and praising Limbaugh and praising Beck because they've got such bad track records as kind of Judas goats that I don't trust them. But it is a major milestone. I mean, there is no media in the United States except for NFL football that has more viewers and listeners than Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he's got 22 million conservatively a week. Okay, he's got around 10 million a day. They tune in, you know, every day is about 10 million, but off and on another 12 million or so. People always get confused. They go, well, how do you have a couple million a day, but a few other millions, you know, that come in and listen? I mean, that's how radio works. You have regular listeners, you have those that kind of come in every once in a while. But this is very positive news, is the point I'm trying to make. Very, very positive news. Craig in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener and first-time caller.
Welcome.
Subscriber to your site for a long time as well. A couple of things that I wanted to point out. One thing I wanted to bring up is Friday afternoon, while I wasn't at home, my phone machine recorded a telephone call. It sounded just like the national emergency broadcast.
FEMA now makes phone calls, and by law they want all electronic communications devices, radio, cell phones, to be taken over by the feds, and they're going to give you little propaganda messages. And the state of California has announced they're going to have digital license plates on everybody's cars that flash government propaganda messages on them. So, yes, this is the type of THX-1138 minority report system we're going into.
Yeah, and the message said if this had been a national emergency, you would have been instructed further, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they're gearing up for total collapse, Craig. Anything else?
Yes, one other thing. I've been researching these things for a very long time. I've been looking into a lot of other resources other than your websites and your show. And it gets really frustrating sometimes. It seems like just everything is going their way, and no matter what we do, there's just nothing that we can do to stop it, and it's just all headed their direction, all going in their favor. But then what I came to realize recently is that in the end, it's actually, whether they realize it or not, it's all going the way that God wants it to.
Exactly. Look, you got to do the right thing, trust in God. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. All that we've got to do is do the right thing and then trust in God. He'll carry it the rest of the way. But their open, brazen takeover is forcing all this out in the open. Hour two coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.